Na dan so prišle informacije, da je skozi leta spreminjajoče se pot kralja popa bila samo krinka za še večji misterij. Michael Jackson se je izkazalo, je namreč potomec nezemljanskega plemena Mama Sej, Mama Sa, Mama Makusa, ki so v svojem potovanju po galaksiji opravljali preizkus.
O, basla, kira sva štareca, šitej.
Jep. Vsak delovni dan v tednu, 5 minut čez 9. jutranjo, samo na Radiu Študent.
Danes zvečer ob 8. uri bo v kinu Šiška nastopil poslušalcem Radija Študent že domači dvojec Hake de Picotto v zasedbi Aleksandra Hakeja, basista znanih legend Einsturzen de Neubauten in Daniele de Picotto, vokalistke, multiinstrumentalistke in članice zasedbe Crime and the City Solution.
Prejšnji mesec sta Aleksander in Daniel v sodelovanju izdala novo ploščo The Current, oziroma v prevodu Tok, ki se od njunih predhodnih razlikuje predvsem v tem, da je izraziteje energična in hitrejša. O miselnem procesu, ki je spremljal nastajanje plošče in o stanem ozadju tokratnega ustvarjanja, Daniel.
We wanted to compose an album that had more percussion and more energy than our last albums, because our last albums were quite calm and very droney. But we also wanted to speak about the situation of our world, and so we recorded it in England, in Blackpool, which is a very poor area, because we wanted to catch the atmosphere of a non-gentrified town. And so basically this atmosphere of energy is paired with thoughts that we have about gentrification and the situations that we can change through energy.
Na novi plošči umetnika sodelujeta tudi z nekaterimi drugimi glasbeniki, med drugimi tudi denimo z Vincentom Signorellijem, ki je bobnal tudi v zasedbah Swans in Fetus. Kako so se ta sodelovanja sploh zgodila?
Well, Vincent Signorelli, who's the drummer of Insane, is a good friend of ours, and we've collaborated with him a couple of times, and we were in Mexico together with him and asked him if he could play a couple of drum things that we would record, and so we did that, and we took the one that we enjoyed most and put it into the song. And in England, when we were in Blackpool, we asked John Robb, who is the singer of The Membranes, and Kirsty Allison and Jill DeRay, who are also musicians, to say something about the situation in England, about Brexit, because we were interested in hearing their opinions and also integrating it into our music, because we also do spoken word.
Glasbo dvojca Hake di Picotto se pogosto označuje kot izrazito filmsko glasbo.
We do a lot of film music, and we really enjoy doing film music, because our music is kind of like film music. And I think it stems from the fact that we have been nomads for 10 years now. We gave up our home in Berlin, and we've been traveling the world with our concerts and, you know, art projects. And because of that, because we gave up the walls of our house in Berlin, we kind of gave up the structures and music, and it became more and more like film music, like the changing landscapes that we see from the train. And in that way, I think it's pretty good for film music, and we do it a lot.
V primeru ene izmed novih skladb gre za glasbeno interpretacijo pesmi Lorelei, nemškega pesnika Heinricha Heineja. Zakaj ravno ta?
I was, you know, reading a little bit about old German texts, and I came upon an article that said that Heine had meant this poem to be a symbolic story of how a whole society can be so enamored with vanity and with money and with gold that it can sink. And the Lorelei is basically meant as that. So the story is about people and ships, sailors going down the Rhine, the German river, and a beautiful golden lady singing with a golden comb and a golden harp, and the ship the sailors look up and they don't see the clips and they sink. And for us, that was a very interesting metaphor or symbol of our times today, where one has the feeling that for politicians or in general, money has become so important that it is kind of making our complete society collapse. And so we thought, interesting that somebody wrote a poem like that hundreds of years ago with the same theme, and it would be good as a warning to kind of turn that into a new interpretation.
Ker je glasba projekta HKDP Čioto izrazito meditativna, so nas zanimale tudi okoliščine izvajanja takšne glasbe v koncertnem okolju.
Yes, it's absolutely about generating a certain kind of energy. In this case, we hope that we can give as much energy as we receive ourselves from our music, because we think that everything is about energy, and we think that positive energy is needed everywhere at the moment, and we are feeling the responsibility as artists to generate positive energy, and so our concerts are mainly about that. I mean, because our new album is faster and more rhythmic, it's definitely more danceable, and we hope that the audience has fun dancing and listening, and goes home with a positive energy and energy to change things.
Takšno energijo lahko torej nocoj začutite tudi sami. Ob 8. uri zvečer bo dvojec HKDP Čioto stopil na oder Kina Šiška.
Now, what's new?
Po sedmih lanskih albumih se z letošnjim februarjem v očitno pravem ritmu vrača Fabrka, industrial techno filmmaker. Tokrat z izdajo albuma Eternal Return, ki nas z novimi 10 komadi tokrat pelje v svet antiutopičnega filma z mehaničnimi ritmi, ki bodo še tako globoko zamrznjene živote, spravili v trzajoče gibanje. Splate Eternal Return torej sledi komad Mutant Revolt. Tole je filmmaker.
Thank you.
Sva štarnico sta pripravila vajenka Ema
in vse bolj zaspano oko nadzora Erik.
Sva štarnica, jutranja rubrika, kjer za vas prebiramo novice iz sveta glasbe, zavrtimo kakšen komad in predlagamo kakšno koncertno doživetje. Samo na Radiu Študent.